Sports. Sports news. Sports stories. And if there's time, even sports opinions. It's the Sports Dump with Will Penhalley.
Okay. We're back. We're on. We're going now. As always, I almost deafened myself there. I keep forgetting. The headphones are very loud.
Why is it so loud?
I don't know. There are a few things I should probably, on my own, fiddle around with instead of each time we start the podcast.
Yeah, you should probably read the book that came with this.
Yeah, man. I got another book I'm reading right now, though. When I'm done with that, I'll get on this one.
Oh, okay.
It's the biography of the Grateful Dead, so it's taken me a long time to get through it.
Okay.
So... there's, you know, sports news that we've been talking about. It's like we foreshadow things. We've been talking about the whole flag issue. Then it comes up again. And then Incognito, our buddy, is in the news. But I want to talk a little bit. So you were on CNN yesterday. This is Joe Canale, by the way, joined with Ephraim Salam. And he was on CNN yesterday talking about, obviously, the anthem controversy where the NFL owners have, you know, a bunch of old white billionaires got in a room and were like, we're going to do this, right. Ignoring all previously set up agreements, really, and just deciding on their own that this is how it's going to be.
Right.
That's not how it's supposed to be.
Well, no, not when you want to call cohesiveness in the workplace.
Right.
Their big thing was Donald Trump's statements last year about the SOBs and they should be fired. Created such divisiveness within organizations that they wanted to go away from that. They wanted to come together.
Right. But their version of coming together is come together the way we want you to come together.
Well, it was all just a smoke screen.
Yes. And right. All of it is a smoke screen. And I'm more curious, actually, to ask you about going to CNN yesterday because you were saying you were there kind of all day back and forth. So that process interests me a little bit more. Only because this issue, which is certainly important, it's been talked to death. But I think you can very simply say, which you said on TV, the guy who told him to kneel was a U.S. serviceman.
Right.
And the whole point of the kneeling was police brutality, not disrespecting the flag. And in fact, he respected the flag by kneeling at the bequest of a serviceman.
Right.
So that's right there. But again, we are in a world where people hear what they want to hear and you can just blatantly lie.
We are in a time.
And people are like, yes.
We are at a time where the truth is constantly ignored. That is
willful ignorance.
Yes, right now. This is at an all-time high.
That's what I talked about with my dad, a guy who's always been a liberal, a Christian, what I believe is a good person, but he's at a point in his life where the burden of the world's misfortunes is something he doesn't want to know about. You know, right now Trump's there and his 401k or whatever he has is doing great, which I guess he's looking out for me in a way somehow, but like all the injustice, he just doesn't want to be bothered knowing about it. I'm sure he's against it.
Well, welcome to Middle America. Yeah, as long as the economy's right, we're good here.
I know.
That's just
so
what
weird.
It is. I mean, very few people want to take on the plight of others.
Yes.
It's very selfless work.
Right.
Now, whether.
But there's so many Christians.
Yeah, you're only. Sometimes Christianity is convenient.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
I do.
It's convenient.
I taught a CCD class just to put it on my college resume.
Yeah, it's very. Subjective.
Yes, pick and choose. And again, when you have a book that has been pieced together, I'm a little curious to ask you some questions about Ramadan and books and how old they are and how kind of obscure they are and how people, the Bible is the example I'm using. You know, it's written in an old language, translated how many times.
Well, it's
people,
just flat
it's
out
vague.
Been rewritten.
Right.
Like, we
but
know
even,
that. Constantine himself chose that he was going to add some things in there.
Yes, and take some things out,
Take
sure.
some things out. Take there's, a lot of things out,
there's
actually.
There's not a lot of stuff about women in there other than, like, screwing stuff up for men in the Bible and turn into salt and shit.
It's very funny. I've read the Bible and I've read, I'm a Muslim, so I read the Quran. And so,
have you gone front to back Bible?
Yeah.
Woo! How long that take you? A couple years?
No, I mean, you could, you know.
I'll read that after the Great
I read the Bible. Quran every year during the month of Ramadan, which you mentioned. Is every day I read 1/30th of the Quran. During the month
like
of Ramadan.
It's like 100 pages, so right?
It's more than that. It's, but.
You read over 100 pages a day this month?
Yeah. That's easy.
Where do you find the time?
You can make time. Make time to do anything.
I'm always impressed with functioning human beings, like responsible, people who have their shit together.
But speaking of Ramadan, that's one of the purposes of the holy month in the Muslim religion, is to not focus so much on the worldly things and spend more time connected to a higher power, your spirituality. Reading the holy book allows you to tune in more to your spiritual side.
It's like, yeah. It's right? Like taking a nap for the year.
Yeah, it's
where
like,
you kind of recharge and point to what's supposed to be important.
Yeah, that's why I'm a little bit more subdued than I normally would do right now.
Yeah, because I could use some Ramadan.
Number one, you know, there's no eating or drinking during daylight hours. So I got up this morning at 3:40, made myself breakfast, read some Quran, made prayer, and then.
So you got up. You got up. What time did you say?
At 3:40.
Because it's sunrise. What, 5 o'clock?
Yeah. So.
Big breakfast.
Well, you can't eat that much that early.
That's
the thing.
True.
Like, you can't eat that at 3:40 in the morning. What do you? You don't even want to be up.
No.
So you have to eat smart.
So what did you
eat? So I had some granola with strawberries and raisins and low-fat vanilla yogurt.
All right.
I had a blueberry muffin, and I had plenty of water.
Plenty of water.
Plenty of
water.
That's
the important thing for the day.
Plenty of water.
Do you end up losing weight in Ramadan?
Yeah, sometimes.
Not meaning to, but just because how can you not almost?
Yeah, not so much over 40. You know, metabolism is already slowing down anyway. So
yeah.
if I were to work out, then I would. But I'm, you know, with the gimp on the ankle surgery, I'm not working out anything. I'm trying not to be obese.
Yeah, when are you ready to play basketball? When's that?
I play you right now, just to throw that out there.
You would actually right now because of my.
Your rib.
My rib. Now, if you're just listening and you haven't paid attention to some of the video stuff on the sports dump, I did the other night when I was pretty heavily medicated on painkillers, did a bit of a.
Is that what it was? Because I was like, man, Joe is rambling. He was just like.
It was 7 minutes long.
I was like,
why'd I put that on? Nobody watched the whole thing. Yeah. Point is, because a bunch of people were calling me and I didn't want to tell the whole story 15 times.
Right.
Honestly, people are like, what happened? I'll just put it up. But at that point in the evening, I think I had a Tylenol with codeine, maybe a couple other medicines that are available to me. I was pretty crushed, it seemed like. And I felt embarrassed about the situation. Anyway, so I'll recap very quickly. I was in a softball game. I have a history of being a bit of a competitive, overly competitive person in these situations.
Schmuck? Is that what you're going
to
say?
Here's the thing I've said to a lot of people in arguments in softball games. Every team has an asshole. I know I'm my team's asshole. Do you know that you're your team's asshole? That's something I've said about 20 times to people. Self-awareness is my, it's how I get away with my hypocrisy. But in this game... And this team had played another game, and they were chippy, I guess, with their, because the guy from the other team was like, now you, when you yell, I get it, because you know how the game works.
Right.
I know the rules of the game, which is also very annoying, because I inherited from my father, the ability to say something to you that is so dismissive of what you said. It just is like, yeah, like being able to say your comment that lets the other person know you've just ignored theirs.
Yes, like Twitter. You're a full live.
Yes,
in
I'm a
person.
Troll. I'm a troll in person.
Twitter troll.
It's true, but what I do, I put names when I troll on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't like subtweet or whatever it's called. I'm always pretty obvious to, and I never really tweet. I just reply to people.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of my thing. So anyway, in this team's chippy. I've been in a few of these chippy things before, and it never turns into the beating that is going to be at the end of this story. Basically, they argued one point. I kept yelling, you have to slide because that's a rule in our league.
Mm-hmm.
It's a co-ed league, so if a girl gets knocked over, It's an automatic out. It doesn't matter if you meant to. It doesn't matter if it was a big collision or you just bumped her. That's just the rule in our league. It's been that way for, like, the whole league. So a guy bumps a girl. She drops the ball, but he gets called out because he bumped her. It seems simple, but they're out there for, like, 3 minutes. So I'm just yelling, you have to slide. That's all I'm yelling. One of the guys comes out, and he's yelling at me, shut up. Every time he says shut up, I say you have to slide louder. The only phrase I said during that time was you have to slide. But I got so loud that I can guarantee everyone who was at the park the last time heard me say you have to slide. I think I talked about how my mom would call me.
Mm-hmm.
Big lungs here. So that made them pretty mad. Then their pitcher is like a nut. Like he's throwing out like really blatant like homophobic rainbow comments at me and like 2-inch dick comments at me, and I'm like, okay, like I'm like, is this really where we're gonna go? So this, and you know the story, so at that point when their pitcher is yelling at me, I do a bad thing, and as we're going off the field, third out is there, the ball's on the mound. He's not right next to it, but he's coming up probably 15 feet behind me. I give the ball a kick over to the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sets everyone off real good, too. I get a warning from the umpire at that point. No more. So I give him the old button lip signal. I'm like, all right, great. So I'm coaching first base. Girl hits the ball back to the pitcher. Very easy play to first base, underhand throw if he wants. He wings the ball at my head, first base coach. Misses me by 4 or 5 feet. But it's very clear that this is what he's done.
Right.
He was so close, like a 8-foot underhand toss to first base. Instead, he chooses the 30-foot line drive, and he misses me, and I just start cackling at him at this point. Like, I'm like, are you kidding me? You gave up an out to throw the ball and miss me? You know, I'm like mad, but laughing at him because I know.
Asshole in full effect.
But what would you do if somebody threw the ball at your head there?
Laugh at them.
That's essentially what I was doing. I put a little
extra. If you just laughed with no words, that cuts deeper.
Well, he was cut pretty deep from where we're going here. So that's step two. Umpire notices this. This is when things should have been stopped.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's a sliding play with our shortstop and their shortstop when we're in the field. And those two argue. Then the next inning, our shortstop crosses second base on going for a triple, which you shouldn't have been doing. Their shortstop stands real close to the base. And if you know anything about baseball, when the ball's hit deep to the outfield, the shortstop goes to get the cutoff.
Right.
But this guy knew our guy was turning the corner, and he stands kind of in his way, inviting
the contact.
Yes. There's barely a little contact from our shortstop, who is easily 6 inches shorter than this guy,
mm-hmm.
who turns around and in perfect form, just shoulder into his solar plexus and down, it like drives him into the ground. Like, play is still happening. He's turned second base, and it's this guy just like. So I'm the third base coach at this point. I come sprinting out so fast, in fact, I overrun the play. So I go past trying to pull him off, but I just kind of get a hand. Bad tackling for him is what it was.
Yeah.
You know, because I didn't want to lay him out, but I wanted to pull him off. Doesn't work. I go past, and now I freed him up, so he and I are facing each other,
mm-hmm.
and he just wants to hit me so bad. So I give a little and go down. I give a little shake, and then dip my head because he's swinging for my head. So I get under him, and I get take him to the ground. Now mm-hmm. I did not drive him into the ground. I wanted to I don't think I had enough momentum going. I'm not a good enough tackler, but I got him down enough to hold him, which was all I wanted to do. So while this is happening, he's punching me in the head here, up top. Didn't hurt at all, and I'm sure it hurt him much more than me. I thought, as he punched me, I'm like, hope he fucking broke his hand. Then my head is getting driven into the ground by somebody behind me, which I find out is like a girl on their team. And their pitcher comes up and is just cheap-shotting me in the ribs, apparently, while I'm on the ground holding this other guy. This is what I find out later on. So then this whole thing's going on probably 20, 30 seconds,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't get broken up till the teams from the other field, like the diagonal field,
right.
are over breaking this thing up. There's a little kid party with a bounce house. It's just so humiliating. And everyone's yelling, and they're yelling swears. And now all I'm yelling is that the White Sox shouldn't have won the 2005 World Series, and Mark Burley is overrated because the guy, their shortstop, has a White Sox hat on. Uh-huh. And it's driving them crazy. Like,
asshole.
But I was like, how can you be getting this mad at this? You're right. Total asshole move. But I was a little bit proud of myself that I could say something so innocuous and still get that reaction.
Let me ask you
me.
This.
Okay.
Were there any players of color on either one of these teams?
No. And my friend, Marshall.
These sound, this story, it's these are white people problems.
Yes.
100%.
My friend Marshall Givens, African-American, played softball in Chicago with me. So he sees this on Facebook and he goes, answer me this. If I was there, would it have helped or hurt? And I wrote, it would have helped our team not get our ass kicked as much. But as you have said earlier in the thread, the police would have been called and someone would have been shot.
Right. Like, there you go.
You know, there were some Hispanic guys on the teams, one of whom just, and here's the worst part of the whole thing. The sweetest guy in the world came to help to play for our team. Somebody asked him, nice guy. Mm-hmm. We were short. First time he's played with the team. He's a bigger guy, but you know, like many big guys, as sweet as can be, probably because of that.
Right.
He in the melee, pulls the girl who's hitting me off me while the pitcher is also punching mm-hmm. me. But as he pulls her off, she kind of stumbles. So a dude just grabs him and suplexes him. He's got a Scottie Pippen knot on his head that's bloody as well after this whole thing. It was just awful. Everyone on our team had the shit kicked out of
us. Where do you play? In the Valley? You play out here?
Right at Beeman Park. You're right. You're totally so white.
This is really thing. This is.
But here's the thing. I've been in chippy, and they're like NBA fights where everyone's kind of like not
this
really
was
even
a brawl.
Touching each other. Well, it was a beating because none of us were fighting.
Why? At some point, you have to protect yourself.
So. I guess. Well, you know, I was doing what I could to protect my guy, and I thought I was holding this
guy. Yeah, but then
down.
You have to defend yourself, though.
I was. My head must have hurt his hand pretty
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, that's not how you defend yourself.
I was not the pacifist in all of this, but I'm just not throwing punches. I'm in my 40s.
They're throwing punches at
you're
you?
You're right. You're right. Well, I thought for a moment. I did see the look in the woman's eyes, the first baseman on their team. If it had been just she and I there, she would have come at me. I would have had to subdue her. I would have.
All you had to do is just run and laugh at her, making her more in fear.
Oh, that would have been.
The laughter always drives people who are mad crazy. Because it symbolizes you don't care.
Yes.
And that's my medicine. That's what I do.
Oh, but it's easier for you to do that.
That is true.
I do the same thing as you.
That's true.
I'm not 6'8", 330, but I talk like I am.
I'm not 330 either, so just let's, all right. All right, and you deserve that pain from your ribs, okay? You deserve that.
You're not 330. The best news of the whole thing is I found out my electronic scale.
Uh-huh.
It's like 18 pounds over.
Oh, my God. So you've been
I was 178 when I went to the doctor, and I've been like 195 on that thing, and I'm like, how am I so fucking fat? I'm sorry I talked so much.
That's fine, man. It's fine.
I wanted to see what someone who, again, one of the things I enjoy about talking to you is that I have the temperament of like Billy Martin or, I'm going to hate saying this because I'm smarter than this guy. Bill Romanowski.
Yeah. Ugh.
I know. Disgust. I'm trying to think of somebody. AJ Pierzynski. But these are all like, people who people hate.
Yeah, they don't like
them. But their teammates like them. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Interesting. That expression gave me some insight there. Okay. Well, if I come back next season, I'm going to be wearing a shirt. I've promised, and I will do this. I will have a jersey that says, I am not allowed to talk to anyone not on my team. I think I have to do that.
That's a big shirt.
It's going to be a tiny letter.
Paragraph.
So people have to walk up to me and I'm getting mad. What are you looking at? Oh yeah. I'm not supposed to talk to you. Yeah.
Oh, the life and times of Studio City.
Yeah. So now to what I originally wanted to talk about, which is you were on CNN all day. You did how many hits on CNN?
I did 5 yesterday and I did 2 today.
Morning, yeah. So you did 5, but you went back home and stuff. So what kind of prep do they give you for that?
There's no prep.
But they tell you what you're going to be talking about.
Yeah, they tell me the topic, but I don't like prep.
Oh, an improviser.
Yeah, I don't like prep. I just
like
to go.
That, 'cause you, that's great. So how did you come upon doing this? Did your agent?
I did. The last 2 years, I've been doing it a lot more.
On CNN?
Yeah.
I did it about Fox stuff, too.
Yeah, I did it about 30 times last year, 40 times, and it's just getting better and better.
Yeah.
So now they just request, they call me personally and request me.
Oh, that's great.
You know, so as I'm doing one hit, I'm getting messages on my phone.
From other shows?
From other CNN and headline news shows. So as right when I get off, the phone will ring. I'm like, hey, this is such and such from CNN International. We'd love to do a hit with you in 25 minutes. Or, hey, this is such and such from headline news.
And they might be watching the feed.
They're watching it. They're watching it. That's why I always give them gold.
I was just about to say, you must be doing a good job.
Always give them gold. That's how you do it. You turn the camera on, you turn the mic on, I give you gold.
And we were talking earlier about, so you're paired up, obviously, maybe not obviously, but you're pro players and pro human rights, believe it or not.
Yeah.
But you're off.
I'm pro ethics.
Yes, right. And you're paired with oftentimes
conservatives
who it seems like are big on filibustering and obscuring the issues a lot.
They love to do that.
And you made a good point. Again, this is maybe a difference between a man who is taking a month off every year to focus inward and me, where I'm like, why don't you just take that, you know, tell that guy, and you're like, why waste the time on it? I only have so much time.
You won't get anything accomplished if you constantly go after what
and you're falling into their.
They love that. So yeah. Now you're off topic. Yeah. Now you're not even talking like today. We were talking about, you know, and I completely removed it from the conversation. I was like, look, I'm tired of talking about Trump and his antics and all that. I want to talk about the true meaning of the original protest. And it just so happened. It just so happened they were running tape of an incident that happened with Sterling Brown.
Oh, we didn't even talk about that. And the timing of that.
Right. It was right on right before my segment. And I was like, that's what the kneeling was about.
Yes.
Here is a young African-American NBA player who was just illegally parked at 10:30 at night in an empty parking lot.
Right.
Just running into Walgreens. Yep. And it was like one officer came and called for back. He hit the panic button.
Oh.
And next thing you know, it was cops coming from everywhere.
Yes.
For this one unarmed African-American.
Who's standing there?
Like, if he wasn't an NBA player, who knows what that turns into?
Oh, yeah.
So that's the whole purpose.
Absolutely.
And it happens every day. It happens every minute.
And that incident, like, they held that thing for 3 months and sent cops to black churches to tell the population that this video was going to come out, and they had to, like, they had to prep the community to not riot because knowing how ridiculous this tape was.
Yeah.
That's the cops seeing it and going, and usually they think a lot more is, right. For them, a lot more passes than it does for the public.
Right. So, but that's the point. That was the point of the protest, so I wanted to shed light back on the original topic.
Right.
And them making a rule that players will be fined for kneeling at the national anthem is completely off mark. They missed it completely.
It's just so ironic how the symbol, one of the symbols of our country and our liberty and our freedoms and our independence, how that is being used to deny people their freedom and their liberty and their independence.
It's unbelievable.
You know?
They
it's
love
not
it.
Being used. It shouldn't be. That's not what it stands for. And it shows either a willful ignorance or a complete misunderstanding of what it's all about.
It's both. It's a combination of both, and that's why it's so deadly.
Yeah. And it's willful, again, to so that it jibes with their their prejudices and everything.
Yeah, you just don't care.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't affect you.
Right.
Like I said, it's hard to elicit change or compassion when it doesn't, when it hasn't and won't affect you.
Yeah. Now, here is, I don't, you will tell me where this stands. There is no reason, everything Milwaukee Police Department did was wrong.
Absolutely.
If you are a young, wealthy African-American, or if you're giving advice to him,
mm-hmm.
would you tell him to park that way in the lot? Now,
of course not, but it shouldn't even matter.
It
shouldn't matter.
Yes.
That's like if someone jaywalks and they end up getting shot.
And that's
what I go back and tell them not to jaywalk.
Right.
What? Those two don't even go together.
And that's, I was reluctant to, the thought in my head is I get mad at people who do shitty parking like that.
Yeah.
But at night and everything.
It's an empty parking lot. It's Walgreens. Right. I parked the car. I wanted to just run in and grab something. Does that mean the SWAT team has to be called?
No. Not even a police officer. I wonder, like, did he wait in the lot and see who came out?
I'm sure he did.
You know, because that's a difference, too. Like,
man, it just goes to show. And then people will say, well, you know, it's just a few bad apples. All cops aren't bad. But my whole thing is there's certain professions that you don't want anyone bad in. All right, let's name a few. All right, number one, what would be? Doctors.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Right?
Yep.
Doctors. You wouldn't want your doctor to be the one bad apple in the bunch.
No. Nope.
Right?
Nope.
Absolutely not.
Nope.
How about a judge?
That's a good one.
Right? Someone who has your fate in his hands.
Yes.
Right? So you wouldn't want your judge to be the one racist or misogynistic judge.
No.
When
in most
presiding
cases,
over
no.
your case.
Yes.
Right?
All things being equal.
Right. How about police officer?
I'd actually put them higher because often they can precede the judge in terms of
exactly. They become the judge and the jury.
And maybe the executioner in some sad cases.
And so you don't get a pass by saying not all cops are bad. It's just a few bad ones. Yeah, that shouldn't be okay.
And it's also something about the culture of that where the bad apples
They're allowed to thrive.
Because it's a closed culture. And you've seen some of this in locker rooms. We talk about incognito where mm-hmm. it stays internal.
Right.
You fucked up. We're going to take care of it here. The cops take care of their own. And you're a cop. And that goes above everything else. You should be a human being first.
Right.
And then you're a cop.
And the difference with that is if you mess up in an NFL locker room, it has something to do with the team.
Yeah.
Right. When you mess up as a cop, you've just killed someone. You just killed a whole person.
Right, right. The stakes
right?
The stakes
so, yeah, we're
are
not
too
gonna,
high to allow bad
Yeah, we're not
going to
keep that in-house.
Right.
Okay?
It's like the stuff with the death penalty, and when you find out, you know, 30% of people have got,
are
know,
innocent.
Whatever it is. Yeah. It's like, well, that's a pretty big stakes.
Yeah.
So why don't we hold off on it until we're
Let's
sure how it
Let's just pause on this
yeah.
right here, okay?
But these, isn't it weird? These things, again, In a complete vacuum, all these things are obvious.
Yeah.
But they're which means there are the other factors, the biases, the bigotry, the racism. Those are the things that are making people irrational. Because if you're looking at if you just look at everybody as the same, all this shit is, it's obvious that it's crazy.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, it's sad. It's a shame. Will it change? I hope so.
Yeah.
But it's been like that since the beginning of police.
Yes.
Right? The word officer comes from overseer. And what were overseers doing?
Overseers for the slaves? Is that what that...
That's where that derives from.
Learn something new every day. We didn't get to talk about Ramadan. That goes for a month, though.
It goes for a month. All right. So next week, we can talk
about
Ramadan.
Some of these podcasts are always less funny but more interesting than I think they're going to be.
Hey, that's what I'm just here to lend a voice and try to educate and have a good time and just, you know, communicate.
You didn't even have a LaCroix today. Oh, because that counts.
Fasting.
You can't even have water.
No food or drink. I'll break fast tonight at 7:56.
That's what I wanted to ask. What if you live on the fucking North Pole for Ramadan?
Well, we were shooting a movie last year in Vancouver. It didn't get dark until about 10:05.
Yeah.
which is...
And then it's light at like 5, like normal, or 4.
It's light at 4:30 yeah. in the morning. So I was getting up at like 2:30, 3 o'clock.
You're eating during all the dark hours.
It was like...
Oh, here comes the sun.
It was unreal.
That's crazy.
It was very difficult.
I mean, that's kind of a consideration.
My brother, who's a director, was like, hey, man, go to the trailer and lay down. Because I would be up there like... I'm in Video Village just like nodding.
Yeah.
Falling into actors and actresses. And he was just like, lay down, man. Just please, Ephraim, lay down.
Well, I'm going to ask you more questions about it next week because I'm curious. And I'm impressed at your reading, too. And depressed at my lack of reading. All right. We'll be back. This was a sports dump. Thanks. Bye.